This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bohemia, everyone. I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard one, Shorefoot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Sabin, clocking in.
And
for business.
Caldwell
clocking
Tanner.
Clocking in for business.
Beverly Togold, reporting for duty. R.I.P. Josh.
Oh, yeah. Josh, guys. We lost him. I realized Josh got kind of fucked over because he should have gotten some HP back from sucking on Pawpaw's teat.
Right.
Oh.
If Moonshine had let him do a full suck, he would have survived the fall.
You know what? He didn't get a full suck, so we'll say he probably only got a couple HP back.
I did slap that greedy little maw away from my paw.
It's like you knew even then that you wanted to kill him.
He was nibbling a bit. He was nibbling a bit.
I didn't trust him.
He wasn't trustworthy. I mean, he murdered his friends.
He did murder his friends at the drop of a hat.
I tell you what, I would not have asked him to watch my pot of stew.
This is exactly like that Simpsons scene where, like, Homer shoves the sheep away for the cuter sheep because, like, we had this really cool little lizard friend, and then Emily saw the crick bullywog and was like, yes! Get this piece of shit out of here.
Let's do a little recap from last time. Yep. So last time you snuck into the sunken keep, saw that the kobolds and the bullywogs were working together and were trying to ambush you, but you ambushed them. Hard One held the door shut so that the kobolds couldn't get to you while you executed the bullywogs. Some kobolds did get over the wall, but you quickly dispatched them.
No problem.
The only kobold that was left at the end was a buff kobold named Josh, who was such a bastard that he killed his friends just so you'd let him live.
See, that's why you don't trust him.
He wasn't a great guy, but he was
all
a
you
pro.
Had to do was roll a 12 persuasion for him to kill his friends.
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
He was a pro bold.
Like, he wanted to do it a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
Pro bolds are so gold when it comes to friendship. That's a green teen saying.
Yep.
Pro bolds.
Truth be told.
Pro bolds are so gold. So Josh explained to you guys before he was killed that the kobolds gave the bullywug king a sword in exchange for working with them, but now that both the kobolds and the bullywugs were pretty much dead, the king bullywug jumped out of the tower and fled. You heard him splash into the water. You guys then went up into that tower and Moonshine pushed Josh out.
No. You're rewriting history. I threw Josh at the bullywug king.
So you tried to hit him, but he's a frog. He swims so fast.
I would argue I dispatched Josh.
Cool. You also didn't
really...
He said
he was going to help kill the king.
Yeah.
You never looked for any kind of perception check or anything like that. You just grabbed him by his butt and just tossed him right out.
Go get him,
plump rump.
And then you guys just saw rump. You guys tossed him by his plump rump out of the tower. You heard a splash, and then his body floated to the surface. R.I.P.
Ass first,
our bro Josh.
His beautiful plump rump just floating.
Yeah, did his plump rump look like two inviting lily pads
glistening in the moonlight?
Yeah, another little frog might end up jumping on there. You don't know.
Just two big apples.
Jump floating. On the plump rump.
Jump on the plump rump. Okay, so in that tower, you guys found the bones of the dead dragon Shadowfang. This must have been where she hung out. You also found a crick bullywug named Jonah, who had been captured by the regular bullywugs and was being held captive. He explained that the king bullywug had a nasty-looking sword and stole some of the treasure before he left. You guys did, however, pick up quite a few nice items. You got the boots of Elvenkind. You got a couple masterwork throwing daggers.
You better believe I'm wearing some nice-ass boots. Are they like combat boots, or are we talking like sort of like leather boots? Like, it sounds like if they're stealth.
They're like made of leaves. They're so quiet.
Ooh.
Your
just
feet
leaves crawling
are completely
up my sexy
silent
calves.
As you walk along the ground. You
is
do
that
a,
something
you do a little
like, you would have known about those kinds of boots down at the creek, but never really been exposed to them?
Yeah, I would have like heard about them and we'd be like, that's high elf nonsense.
Yeah.
You probably wear your own leaf shoes down at the creek, but they always make a lot of noise. So these
crunch.
Are weird for you. They,
yeah.
crunch.
They crunch.
These don't crunch.
But what if I want to tap dance?
They won't make any noise.
Well, that complicates some of my moves.
You'll just have to like tape some sort of like hard material to the bottom of the shoe.
Beverly's broken spear.
You guys also got a fiddle that says Old Betsy on it. And
Old
Beverly
Betsy
found a holy symbol of Palor, a little amulet that he recognized as belonging to the legendary cleric Theala. Because he has paintings and such of her on his wall at home. But when Beverly showed it to the rest of the party, it cracked.
All right.
A bad omen.
Probably not great.
Or maybe a good omen, like a new day is beginning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what that means.
We cracked the code.
A crack in a holy symbol is always a good thing. And we'll start from there. So you guys are in this tower. You guys are with Jonah, the Crick Bullywug. The King Bullywug has jumped out probably like 5 minutes ago. He swam across. Josh is dead forever. He's definitely in hell. He killed his friends.
So, y'all, let's circle up, have a little chitter.
Circle up, have a little.
Okay. Jonah.
Yeah.
Hun, you're adorable. Maybe go entertain yourself.
Can I wrestle with Paw Paw?
Yeah, go wrestle with Paw Paw. Would you mind?
Paw Paw and Jonah start wrestling around on the ground.
Paw Paw, quit using your teeth.
Jonah, quit just showing your teeth altogether, please.
he just flashes you a toothy...
So snaggled.
Just snaggle-toothed.
It's weird. It looks like all the teeth are competing to be in front.
It's a pageant. They're all losing.
So the way I see it is we've got... I'd love to search this castle, try and find the dragon egg. But I also think that the Bullywog King is not going to try and get that trident tonight, at least. Mm-hmm. I think we should go into Moonstone and rat him out to the barbarians.
Cool.
It acts like a sign of fake deference to them.
So you want to search the castle, then...
Then caravan to... Caravan.
Got it. So why don't... I think I want to go collect the green teens.
That's true.
While you guys...
Yeah, that's okay.
Case the castle.
Yeah, okay. The king was headed right towards them.
So that the king was headed past the green teens.
Near the
green. They're
in the green
pretty
teens
well,
direction.
But
they probably
I don't
have some fear... Some lingering fear of the
They're
Bullywug
not super
King.
Smart.
I mean, no. I'm assuming they've created an elaborate tunnel system at this point.
Right, but if that king like even steps on a twig and makes it sound like bronze ash, they're all going to jump.
It's true. And Durlin does have a very loud giggle, so that could give him away in a moment's instance.
Yeah, y'all youngins giggle a lot.
We just love life and we love Pelor. It's just, we're just filled with the light of joy. What can I say?
You hear in the distance an echo of,
oh, God, they're not stealth.
I just feel like they always sound like they're getting tickled.
To be fair, they might be tickling each other right now.
Back home, I do have a shirt that says, it's a Pelor thing. You wouldn't understand. And
we don't.
That is kind of what the tickling relates to. You just like you're filled with the light and you just feel kind of an overwhelming sense of giddiness.
You know, it's interesting because the youngins of Melora, we like to just wrestle,
feral.
Scuffle, tussle. And it seems like the youngins of Pelor, it just tickle.
We like to sit quietly and laugh to each other and respect our elders.
Yeah, and the youngins of Moradin like to mine into the mountain and... give iron to our parents.
So you see, your youngins working.
Oh yeah,
that sounds like child labor. Child labor. Okay,
it sounds hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. We should probably go freeze.
That could be corrected. The dwarfage was mostly a mine.
Do you guys mind if I check out these dragon bones?
Yeah. You guys inspect. I'm gonna go down. I'm gonna go into the woods.
I think that's smart. I think that's wise.
We only have like a scale model of these back in my classroom, but like to see the real things is
go
so
to
cool.
Town. Let's try and put them together, you know, a museum.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to inspect the dragon bones.
Okay. So hard one. So are you belaying down or are you walking out the front? What are you doing?
We're standing right now in the front, right?
You guys are in the back, facing the back. Out towards where the green teens are.
I can hold this rope and you can belay down.
Dude, cool. Hard one. Just Josh down.
Just moonshine, throw Josh me.
So hard one. Open Josh. Hard one. You belay down. You see two plump ass cheeks floating near you. As you get to the bottom.
Put your squat in heaven, bro.
In heaven, all of your reps are max.
Just bounce off his ass cheeks onto the other side.
Great.
Can you like put your fingers on his ass cheeks like you're closing someone's eyes?
Closing his butthole.
He respectfully closes butthole. And no more water gets in.
And sleep for now.
His butthole is so full of water that he does sink, though.
No.
I'll never let go. So Hard One starts swimming towards the green teens.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you guys are in this tower. You guys just picked up all this treasure, and you've got these dragon bones.
Yeah. I guess I want to do maybe like an arcana check on the dragon bones.
You know what? Give me a history check.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a history or a nature check.
That's
I got 17 for nature.
17?
Yeah, go with that.
Okay, you see that there's...
I don't want to tell you what I got for history.
I pretty much hold the bones up to my nose and sniff them.
Uh-huh. Cool.
To try and suss out their
ancient
essence.
Dust. Right. Suck the marrow.
While
you're sniffing, you notice that the bones aren't big enough to be like an ancient dragon. This was like an adult dragon.
Adult, but not
right. It was probably like 75 or 100 years old.
Like a
so
dad.
How saggy
not
is
a...
that pussy on a dragon? Yeah,
right. It actually the pussy's not there. It's just bones.
Really? Oh yeah. But I'm just saying, like on a 70-year-old.
Hard one. You're not there.
I'm just curious as a guy listening to the show. Right.
Murph.
People want to know about dragon pussies.
Can I tell?
That's
from
why they tune in.
Can I tell from the pelvis if it was a man or a woman dragon?
You know Shadow Fang was a woman.
But how are
the pelvises different? It would be like a wider birth,
yeah.
So she could give birth out of her dragon pussy.
I guess what Emily's asking is...
So she could shoot eggs.
Well, we're trying to deduce
if
this was Shadow Fang.
Yeah,
right?
We want to know if this is Shadow Fang or one of Shadow Fang.
This was Shadow Fang's bones.
So Shadow Fang was a spry adult.
Yeah, a mom, but not a grandma.
She had notoriously owned.
She was not a girl... But was a woman.
Yeah, but still in her prime, it seems. Huh. I look down at my amulet that I've gotten.
Okay.
I think in the excitement over the dragon bones, I forgot about it. But now I kind of like, I look at it, and I look at the crack, and, you know, I use my, you know, training in the light of Pelora to kind of like, just see if I can get a sense, if I can delve anything from it, if I can like commune with this holy relic.
Give me a religion check.
Okay.
Yo, it's gonna be such a great nat 20.
Nat 6, baby.
Nat 6. So what is that with your modifier?
No matter what the roll is, you put nat in front, it sounds badass.
Yeah, it's true. That's gonna be an 8.
Okay.
Shit.
That's an unnat 8.
Let me tell you what that means.
All right.
So they rot. And you hear Jonah's just behind you in your ear.
Jonah, quit whispering.
Oh,
you can't sneak up on people.
Just, you know, something right around here.
I know.
It's just not nice here. Yeah, okay.
I want to. Do you mind if I show you some knots?
Oh, please. I would love to see how you rope a dope and throw those ropes around.
I handcuff him with knots.
Oh, gee, you are
see
just
if you can get
like
out of that.
The big
just
bull.
Just
oh, okay.
Him.
Oh, I didn't know it was a game. Okay.
Yeah, it's like
see,
a little, it's a green team game.
He just
yeah.
starts rolling around.
Papa, you wrestle the knots now.
He's talking just as much, but just to himself as he rolls around on the ground. Oh, well, these knots. Oh, this is a fun game. Oh, I'm having fun out here. You know,
it wasn't exactly what I wanted, but okay.
You know how you felt a little embarrassed when we all met your green teen friends?
Yeah.
I feel a little bit with that with this Crick Bullywog.
We're learning a lot about, you know, just pretenses
Man.
And kind of
Crick,
like...
Crick, people are chatterboxes.
Stereotypes and how they can be harmful. I understand.
So I would like to go to the one tower that we haven't explored. Isn't Ooh. There one tower that
you
we haven't
explored? Been to either of the towers in the front of the castle?
I want to go to both.
Great.
Why don't we split up? Not a good idea?
We might as well go together.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go together. Yeah.
I'll tell you guys quickly.
I'm your caretaker. I can't be leaving you.
That's true. That's a good
point. You guys go up to the two towers
in
the front.
Hard One is just quick to leave you guys.
Hard One is sprinting away.
Yeah, Hard One's going to take a little longer to get where he's going uh-huh. than these guys are because they're just in the keep walking around. This is all only taking a few minutes. So you guys go back. You guys go up to those other two towers, but they're just basic. You know, they've got some pelts there for people to sit on. There are arrow slits for people to shoot. You see there are a couple crossbows sitting by the...
Bunch of Tim Horton.
yeah, there are, boxes. There's a, you know, tin coffee mug. Seems like maybe these guys were pulling some long nights.
Uh-huh.
Box of donuts.
Okay, but nothing that is of interest to us.
No, nothing of interest
then
to you
guys. Then I
would
like to Baywatch style dive into the water and go looking for a dragon egg at the bottom of the water.
Is there anywhere else you want to look in the keep?
We've inspected the two towers now.
So you guys have been in all four towers. You've
Great.
Been in
okay.
the
what
one with the dragon bones, the two in the front.
How? All right. Would you say that a dragon's egg is a magical item?
No, it is not innately magical.
Okay, cool.
You know, you guys haven't looked
what
around
if
the castle
if I
very
cast
much.
Yeah,
you've
speak
just got
with
in
animals,
the towers.
Could I talk to the embryo of the dragon embryo?
No, you cannot.
Do you speak with animals too?
I did stock it for today.
Oh, nice, cool.
To try and find the dragon egg, but I guess it's not going
to
come in.
Well,
handy.
Hold on. I mean, I guess we could like
you talk to Papa.
I want to do a perception to see if there's any animals around that we could talk to.
Sure.
Since we're both adept at speaking
okay,
animals.
Okay, so you want to look out the front of the castle into
I'll
like the water surrounding the keep.
I got a 13.
That's another nat 6.
Nice.
Oh, man. I'm in the hexagon.
Yeah,
today.
I mean there are little frogs bouncing around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not gonna tell us shit though.
Probably not. Huh? I guess we could just like scour. It's scour
okay,
time.
Okay, so you scour around. I mean, basically, there's only four big rooms here, right? There's one that's totally flooded, one that's the mess hall, one that's a bedroom, and one that's a dark magic chapel. Is there any room you'd like to check out?
I would like to continue swimming in the sunken. I'm just kidding. I go to the dark chapel.
Cool. I guess it's true that we were having a big fight last time we were there.
You guys didn't really check around it, right?
Yeah.
There's a big-dicked corpse right in front of the door. So
yeah, there's still.
Oh, yeah, I take a quick look at that. Just like, oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Decaying a little bit, shriveling,
yeah,
but it's still massive.
It seems
I cast
like
gentle repose on his dick, which prevents it from decaying. Just kidding.
It's still preserve beautiful it and pristine. It still has a little dew on the tip. You see that the kobolds have cleaned up the rest of their dead, but that guy is still there because they didn't want to move him because he looked so beautiful.
Mm. How are his teeth?
They're great. They're beautiful little fangs.
I take one.
Great. Cool. Take his teeth.
I turn away because I don't even know what to think.
Okay,
about
so you guys are in this chapel.
It looks
pretty much as it did before, but you guys see this big stained glass window with an image of a dark sorcerer glowing with like black and purple energy. In front of that is an altar, and you see he's shooting like purple energy out towards the altar. You see the altar has like a couple scrolls on it.
Oh.
There's a pyre that was never used. And go ahead, somebody roll me an insight check.
Okay. Oh, nat 20, baby!
Oh, shit!
Okay, one thing strikes you as very strange is when you guys were outside looking at this side of the castle, the window was not there.
The window?
The window was not there.
Oh, you can only see it from the inside?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's very interesting. We didn't see this window before.
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. It's got to be magical in some way. And also, like,
I touched the window.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We shouldn't touch it.
You touch the window, and it appears to feel like a regular window.
So
but you do notice that you can't see through on the outside. Like, no light is coming through or anything.
When you say that there are, like, purple bolts, is that just in the window, or are there actual energy, like,
no, it's
out?
Just, like, in the picture, but it looks like he's shooting purple at the altar.
I want to inspect this thing.
So I guess we should shoot light at the altar.
Oh, interesting. Do you have anything that could shoot light?
Nah.
Okay, shooting light. Wait, I want to
inspect. What do you want to inspect?
I want to look at the scrolls on the table.
Great.
Oh, yeah, I go over and I pretend to read them, even though I can't read them.
Yeah, Moochad doesn't know how to read them.
I'm like, interesting, huh?
Okay.
Never seen it written like
you
that
see
before.
You see two
in all my years
two
of reading.
Scrolls.
Can you imagine that?
There are two scrolls on the table. Moonshine is just talking about whatever. Yeah. And Beverly, you look over her shoulder and you see one of them is for a spell called Flame Blade and one of them is for a spell called Ice Blade.
Okay, it's two spells. One of them is a Tim Hortons coupon and then the other two are spells. One's for Flame Blade, one's for Ice Blade.
Okay, I don't have that currently stocked, but I do have Ice Knife. I could try to Ice Knife the
table. It's a scroll.
It's a scroll. Wait.
It's a scroll. It does the spell.
We learn them up, right?
You can use it once.
Okay, so we should. So he's got two shooting things that are at the altar.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you and I both go on one side and shoot it at the same time.
Fire and ice, okay.
That's awesome. Thank God I wasn't here because my instinct was to break the window. I've been quiet this whole time, but I wanted to throw my axe at the window if I were there.
I admire Moonshine's crick ingenuity.
So I guess we'll see.
We each take a scroll?
Great, you each take a scroll. Which one does each of you guys take?
I would like to take the ice one because I feel connected to water.
And you take Flame Blade?
I take Flame, like the purifying fire of Pelor.
Great, so you guys can cast the spells. Would you like to cast them?
Yeah, yes. Wait, just real quick, the beams coming from Asmodeus' hands?
Yes, they're coming out of his hands, shooting at the altar.
Okay, is there any difference between the two of them? I want to make sure we're aligned correctly.
It's just purple.
Okay, it's just purple.
So you guys, suddenly, a magic blue blade appears in Moonshine's hand, and a magic red blade appears in Beverly's
hand. Let's smoosh them together and put them on the altar.
If I know anything from my color theory classes with Miss Masham in art, blue and red is purple.
Blood and water makes purple. That's what we say at the Crick.
That's an interesting way of putting it, but that is true. Okay,
great
so
life
yeah.
lessons.
I guess we try and aim our beams to meet and form like a nice purple.
So you guys are going to slice in the same area on the altar?
Yeah. Oh, I guess I don't know how the sword works, if it fires a beam or if we just like slice
it. It's like a sword.
Okay, yeah.
You guys have like a magic sword in both of your hands.
Yeah, we make the swords kiss.
Yeah.
Dope. You guys both swing down. The swords kiss. You see where they meet. The blade turns purple. You slash into the altar. It appears to have no effect on it until suddenly the altar shakes.
We just keep holding it.
Yeah.
You guys hold it down.
Keep shaking.
The altar shakes and moves.
Don't be scared.
As a pillar rises from underneath it. You see atop the pillar is a long glass case. It looks like it should be holding like a sword or something, but instead there is a football-sized black egg jammed in there. You see the eggshell has little scale-like grooves all over it. Seems like maybe these kobolds knew of this hiding place and jammed the egg in there to hide it from the bullywugs.
Well, we need to... Well, let me do a quick perception check or knowledge check, something to survival to know if I can grab this thing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you can just do like an insight check or an investigation check.
Jambalaya check. Boiled, soft-boiled egg in there might be really nice.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, 10.
It looks like this case wasn't made for the egg and that... If there was a trap or something, it probably would have been set off earlier.
Okay, I'm grabbing it.
Great, you grab it?
Grabbing it with the gentle motherly touch of a Crick woman.
Nice!
Gentle motherly touch of a Crick woman. Moonshine pulls out the dragon egg.
It's nestled.
Cut two, hard one Shorefoot.
All right.
Hard one.
I bet nothing exciting is happening back
you
in
just
the keep.
You see the entire keep explode.
I just turn over my head and there's just like a purple light shining from in there. What am I missing?
It's really funny that you guys instantly figure, not that it was a tough puzzle, but you instantly figured out the puzzle, but we're just walking around being like, what room should we look at? Just the most magic room of all time or the pond?
I don't know what door to open, but once I'm inside, I'll know exactly what to do.
I think it was because we had been in the room before.
Right.
I was like mentally checking it off, but it is true. We did just kill a buff lizard in there and not inspect it.
I just thought for sure. I mean, if you think of like Joseph Campbell's Heroes Quest, I thought I was going to have to dive into the water.
That's my favorite D20 adventure is Joseph Campbell's Hero Quest.
So hard one. You get up out of the water and you start heading back towards the camp. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
That's an 11. Oh, wait, you know what? It's going to be actually less than that perception.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it's just a 7.
Okay.
It's actually a 0 somehow.
This dude has advantage in the swamp, but he rolled 2 threes, so he did worse than you.
Yeah!
You see...
Trials of hard won.
As you're approaching the camp, you see the Bullywug King is like looking into the camp, like kind of looking around. You see he hasn't seen you yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to go back to the keep and see what was going on with the... I'm going to try to save these green teens. They've already been harassed by the bullywugs enough.
Great.
Am I far away?
You're about 20 feet away from him. You can get to him or you can throw an axe or whatever you want.
No, I'm going to go for the great axe to the back of the head.
Dope.
Very good.
Okay, so you're just charging up on this guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just come back and hard one's just wearing a new crown.
Roll with advantage to see if you hit him.
Oh, yes. That is a 19.
Dude, you crit.
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah, crit, bitch.
He crits.
I am finally going to learn my character.
Too legit to not crit.
Dude, yeah. So you roll 2d12s and then add your modifier once.
Oh.
Shit, so this bullywug is like looking into the camp and you hear they're hiding pretty well, but you hear a little like,
what is funny about this, Earthling?
He looks like Boss Nass from episode 1.
It's my favorite theater play.
Oh, sorry, that didn't count as rolling off.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's 2 sevens. So is that a 14?
14 plus, what's your modifier?
4.
So 18 total.
18 total.
Dope. So this dude is looking into the camp. You see he's wearing his makeshift crown. He has a cool red cloak on that he didn't have before. And he has a shield on his back. He's carrying a two-handed sword that has black flames coming off of it.
Oh, shit.
And he's, like, looking possessed.
Oh, hell.
And looking with, like, red eyes into this camp looking for these kids. You come up behind him and you slash him across the back. And he just yells out, "I'm so surprised by this!" Roll initiative.
Oh. Woo. A one-man fight?
He probably got his kidney, right? Like, even if he survives.
He got a 9.
I mean, this is...
Oh, I'm so scared to see what that sword does to you.
I mean, this is cool or whatever, but we solved a puzzle.
Yeah, that's really good. I'm going to get my ass kicked by a frog.
King Frog. I feel like for sure the Bullywug King is like all gold teeth. He's like decked himself out.
Yeah.
He's got like real like gnarly gemstone teeth up in there.
He's got the little Wayne grill.
Yeah.
So the king turns to you and he says,
"How dare you? I'm the king of the Bullywug. Well, it's just me now, but I'm the king."
And he takes a swing.
You are the king of jack shit.
Does not hit. He takes a second swing. And he hits.
What does he hit with?
He hits with his big old sword.
Fine.
That sword doesn't look like a lot
that
of fun.
That is 11 damage.
That's pretty good.
Boy.
But I was at full HP when I left.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, that is you, Hard One.
Hit him.
Wait, he hit me for 11?
Go, Scoutmaster Hard One, go!
Quiet, Erwin.
You can do it!
What about me? Do I have to be quiet?
No, you're good, Cran.
it's actually me, Derlin. Oh, I have the deeper voice.
Okay, Derlin, then you shut up.
I have a higher voice than everyone.
Cran, you're cool.
Thanks.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, shit, that's a 1, but I get to roll it again.
Oh, no, you don't get to roll an attack roll again.
Huh?
You just miss your attack.
Huh?
So you just dinked big time.
Really?
Yep.
Good
Sorry.
Lord.
So you see this guy... Necrotic energy bursts from his hand, and he touches you. I am going to need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw? Great.
Oh, you're very good at that.
Watch this, 13.
Okay.
He reaches out to touch you. You feel for a second like you're paralyzed with fear.
For the first time ever in my life.
And then you hear in the back of your head, "You're Hard One fucking Surefoot. You're the goddamn scout master," and you push the fear out of your brain.
Yes!
That's your turn.
Fear is for chumps.
Great. Good lord, that's a 10.
Total?
Yeah.
This guy blocks it with his magic sword. He's
better not touch me again.
He's going to take a swing at you with his sword. And that is a... 14 to hit? Probably doesn't hit you? Nope. Okay.
Ooh.
He's going to take a second attack, and that definitely hits. That's a 21 to hit.
Yeah, that does hit.
Believe it or not, a 21 hits.
You're Hard One chucking. You're Hard One fucking chucking.
14 damage. You have action surge and second wind.
Yeah, I'm going to have to use...
Cool.
I think both of
use
them.
Those, yeah, okay. Use the thing.
It is now your turn.
So I'm going to use...
So you can swing first.
Great.
See what happens from there.
I'm going to have to use that the
action. What did you get?
I got a 4, man.
Okay. Don't make me say it, dude.
That's a 17 that time.
That hits.
That's a 2 plus... That's a 6.
Okay.
Not great.
It's damage.
Okay, man. You started this out so great.
Remember when I held the door, guys?
You slash him across the shoulder, and he laughs and goes,
"Well, I mean, overall, I'm pretty hurt, but that particular hit wasn't that painful."
Do you want to do second wind?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, roll D10 plus your fighter level to heal.
God damn, it's a 1.
Oh, no.
So plus 4
3,
total.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
So 4 total.
4.
Okay.
That puts me back to 12.
That is back to the king. He goes with a necrotic hand, tries to grab you. You feel fearful, but roll me a wisdom saving throw.
The second time.
Roll me a wisdom saving throw.
God damn it. This sucks. I have a spell that prevents this.
All right. That's 15.
Oh, ooh! You resist it.
Yeah.
You can't get in my head.
My skull's as thick as my quads.
Cannot get intimidated. That's you, Hard One.
All right. Come on. Yes, that's a 22.
Ooh.
22. That hits.
And that one hits him for 7 again.
7 again. You slash him, and he's starting to look really fucked up.
So am I.
And you see the sword glows harder, and you see him so furious, just shaking, being like, I'm going to take you to hell with me! You're trying to take my sword! I know you're trying to take my sword! No one can have this sword but me!
I can see why they made you king. You're crazy.
He slashes at you, and he is gonna hit.
Oh no.
For 8.
Oh my god.
And he takes a second swing at you.
You still up?
Barely.
Okay.
And he hits.
Oh no.
He just hit you for 15.
15?
Oh! Yeah.
Good lord, does that kill my ass?
Are you down?
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Hard
I'm
one.
I'm at negative 11?
Oh shit.
Negative 11.
Yeah.
No, okay. We just go to
You're
zero.
You're just out. You just go to zero.
Okay, yeah. Thank okay. God.
So you go out, you go to zero. You wake up to the tail end of somebody saying, hands! You open your eyes to see Erlen over you just Good as boy. The King Bullywug takes a swing down on him.
And Erlen?
On Erlen.
No, not Erlen.
No, block.
And he swings and he misses Erlen.
Oh, God.
Erlen moves out of the way, but he takes a second swing at Erlen.
No, not at Erlen, man.
And he misses again. Woo! Erlen dodges back and moves out of the way.
Beverly's hairs are standing on end.
Erlen does not have as good of AC as Beverly, but the King Bullywug just rolled a 2 and a 3.
Oh, man.
Thank.
He's blind with rage.
Okay, that is
Melora,
hard Melora, one. You just got 5 HP
Great.
From Erlen.
5.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here. I'm recording this ad literally hours before going to the airport on a trip to visit some family in New York. And if you're wondering, no, I have not packed my bags yet. Packing stresses me the hell out because I have to do wardrobe math about how many shirts and pants and underwear to bring. And let me tell you, folks, I always get it wrong and I always pack too much. That being said, there is one thing that always goes into my suitcase without a second thought, and that is my Raycon Everyday Earbuds. Raycon offers amazing audio quality at half the price of other premium audio brands. And Raycon's optimized gel tips are designed to fit comfortably in your ears and actually stay there. Which is good because it means I can go on a jog and not worry about them falling out and getting sucked into a sewer grate. Although I guess that's probably how the Ninja Turtles get their earbuds, so if some mutant creature living in the sewer happens to get them, I guess that wouldn't be too bad. But thanks to Raycon, it's not something I ever even need to concern myself with. So if you're also going on a trip soon and are looking to bring along the perfect pair of earbuds, go to buyraycon.com/pawpaw today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That is right, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's buyraycon.com/pawpaw. All right, thanks for listening and have a great trip. Bye-bye.
Oh. That's enough. That's going to have to play.
Dude, can you use action surge or second wind again?
Nope.
Ha. Huh.
Just take your swing.
That's 15.
That hits.
Ah!
That hits.
Woo-wee. Woo-wee. All right.
Oh, showdown.
And that is a, come on, baby, 13.
Ooh.
That is exactly the amount of damage you needed to do to kill this dude. Hard one, finish him.
Great. Tell me if I'm allowed to do this, but I'd like to throw down my axe, pick up both my throwing axes, throw them down. The two new throwing axes, throw them down. Just fucking choke this king with my beard.
With your beard? Beard?
With my beard.
Sure, oh my he's already dead, so you can choke him to death with your beard. You see all of the kids come out, and they're just like, Scoutmaster, 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 Scoutmaster.
I lock eyes with Erlen. The jamboreen is back on. Oh my God.
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
Holy
that was dope.
Shit.
Hard won the Kingslayer.
Level
the King
one.
Kingslayer, wow.
Yeah, you kill him. So this.
Whoa, twice dead, now Kingslayer.
Thrice dead.
You choke out this king. He falls to the ground. He has a shield on his back. He has a cloak that just looks like some kind of cool magic cloak. And the sword is laying on the ground, and it's got like black flames coming out
and
of it.
Erlen and Erlen is holding it.
Erlen says, "Well, that's a pretty cool sword, man.
God,
but it seems my green teen alert is kind of going off here, man. That's bad news. That's a bad sword, man."
So, Erlen, do you know what this sword is?
He looks at it and he says, "I can tell it's like bad magic, man. That's bad magic. You shouldn't touch that sword.
Shouldn't touch it." But I do want to. I want to show it to Bev.
I mean, he could just come back and look at it, right, man?
Bev would like it.
All right, fine. Yeah.
You see, Derlin goes, "I don't know, man. I think it's pretty cool. I think you should freaking grab it."
I am
and Cran's
going to
like, "Grab it, Scoutmaster, grab it."
All right, I am going to exclusively listen to Erlen. Cool. I'm gonna curl up and take a quick little nap.
Okay, you can do a short rest. Yeah, so you can regain as many hit dice. So you have 3 hit dice. You can roll 3 d10s, and you can get that HP back while you do a little rest.
Daddy's got to take a snooze.
And we're waiting for these guys.
Okay, so you guys are sitting there.
All right,
so we go back, cut back to Beverly and Moonshine. You guys have this egg.
And that's how you juggle.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Going to put that in my overall bib.
Uh-huh. Right, these two weren't happening at the same time. You guys were just juggling and doing that.
Yeah. So let's head back. We got what we came for.
I don't think there's anything else here we need. And I'm just getting a weird sense. You know when you get goose pimples and you feel like something's amiss?
Goose pimples. Yeah. Oh, I know that feeling.
As you might say, something ain't right.
Yeah.
As you guys are having this conversation, Erlen is dodging out of the way above.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably about the same time.
Well, nothing left to do but scoop up Jonah and Pawpaw and make our way back.
There's one thing I want to ask about, and you're going to get mad at me.
No, not. What is it? Maybe.
All right. You know the leftover kobold wings?
Okay.
Oh, I did want to steal some and make some, like, raver wings.
You can grab some wings?
Oh, I was going to ask if I'm light enough to use them to glide.
Oh, my God. You could give me a raw intelligence check.
Okay.
I'll say a DC 25 intelligence check. I'll give it. If you roll a nat 20, you will have one time use.
Okay.
Paraglider.
Ah,
so 17. Close, though,
okay.
My intelligence is +2.
Can he at least fashion me some raver wings?
Yeah, some wings.
Yeah, you make some nice wings for Moonshine to wear as a costume.
I thought that I could use these as a glider, but they're kind of useless. Do you want them?
Yes, I do.
Those look good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I earned my seamstress badge.
Okay, yeah, I make you one.
My adrenaline is still pumping.
Yeah.
That was
I think we head back.
Yeah, we head back.
We head back.
Great.
I'm sort of like dancing a little bit on the way.
Cool.
Got my wings.
You guys swim back. You get back there.
Testing out my new boots, trying to make sound.
At the camp.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
If I splash through water, do my elven boots make a noise?
Yes, they do.
Okay
so I find that out.
Okay.
Knowledge. While we're walking back, can I do a nature check on the egg?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'll do the same.
That's 18 +2, that's 20.
Great. So, okay. You look at the egg, and what you know about dragons in this world is that it's kind of Game of Thrones style, that something needs to happen. They don't just kind of hatch on their own.
Okay.
So I got a nat 1. What do I think?
This is just a regular, like, goose egg.
Yeah.
You could crack this open and maybe add it to the...
It might be a rock.
Bev, we gotta hard-boil this thing. This is nothing but ingredients for a stew.
I think that maybe we should put the kibosh on that one. Okay. You know what? I'll buy you a lot of eggs when we get back to Moonstone.
Okay, good.
So you guys get to the camp. And you see Hard One is fucked up, like laying up against the tree. Erlin is like dabbing his head with like a cold compress.
Erlin.
You see the Bullywug King is fucking dead. Laying right there. You kick his corpse.
Oh my gosh.
You see he still has the cool red cape and he still has a big shield, and there's this big black flamed sword that is on the ground.
Erlin says that the sword's bad.
It's not cool, dude.
Can I pick up the sword with my chill touch?
Oh,
I will allow that.
Okay. Great. So I cast
just
my chill touch
so
hand.
So fucking metal.
And I cast a ghastly hand from the grave to pick up the sword.
Okay, give me an arcana check as you pick it up.
I have 0 to Arcana, but I still get a fucking 18.
Nice. Whoa. This sword is for sure cursed.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But it's stronger than a regular greatsword.
With that, do I have any kind of sense of, like, if you can uncurse it or what you would need to prevent, to guard yourself from the curse?
You would use the curse to your advantage.
Yeah.
To get rid of a curse, to dispel a curse, you would need, like, a very powerful cleric.
But what about to wield it? Do I know, do I have any sense of, like, what you would need to do to wield it?
You can kind of talk to Hard One and see how you saw the king behaving while he was holding the sword.
I know you're trying to take a nap, but...
I'm totally with it. I actually didn't even get knocked out, Sherlin.
So, Mr. Scoutmaster, it'll be our little secret.
You're the man, Erlin.
Thanks.
Whoa, seems like the two of them are getting cozy.
Yeah, I give Erlin a thumbs up.
Nice.
Erlin gives you 2 thumbs up.
Whoa.
Dang, those kids know how to throw a thumb up.
Anyway, the king was behaving like a maniac. It seemed like the...
I forgot Jonah's also with you guys. Oh, he's acting like a maniac. Oh, he's always being a little crazy, right, but so he's not that crazy.
He's not that crazy?
I mean, he got a little crazier once he picked up that sword, right?
Yeah. So it seems like the sword sort of broke his mind in some way.
So how could any of us wield it? Or how can we even possibly carry it?
I want to look at the magic cloak.
Great.
Can we wrap it up in the magic cloak?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
That's what's up.
Yo, cool. That's so good.
You guys know enough about magic items and stuff that in order for you to use this weapon, you would need to, like, attune yourself to it. Like, hold it and learn how to use it. So if you were to just, like, wrap it up in a cloak or something, you would be fine.
Okay.
You also can, as a paladin, innately sense good and evil.
Yeah, I do have that. Divine sense. Detect undead evil.
This sword is super evil.
Right. Can I, like...
Yeah.
Do you want to do another history check?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's a 15 plus my history is 2, so 17.
17, great. So you knew that the keep was originally owned by a noble who was paranoid and then holed up in this keep. You can kind of deduce from that maybe it was the sword that made him crazy.
Huh. Do I know the name of the nobleman?
You don't off the top of your head.
Okay.
Young Bev, I think that you have a true and honest spirit, and if anyone could wield a cursed blade and resist the lure of evil, I feel like your shining soul would be that soul.
Cran and Derlin chime in and they go, yeah, man, I think it'd be dope if you had that. And Erlin goes, oh, man, don't do it.
I think that this
seems like a majority rules.
I think that this is one of the...
I think Erlin gets 2 votes.
Wait a minute. I think that this is one of the trials I need to undergo to get my 6th leaf. I think I need to resist evil. This is what it means to walk the path of the ancients, to walk in Pelor's light.
Fuck it, I'll do it.
Do you actually pick it up, or are you just joking?
Yeah, I'm going to wrap it up in the
magic. Okay, so you guys just take...
I think that's good for now. Let's wait till we can meet with some sort of like religious person who can tell us more about
that later. Back the yoga mom.
Shay.
That's good, because I was about to touch that sword.
Okay.
let's wrap up the
Any
sword.
Any excuse to see Shay.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Shay, we rescued the green teens.
Hey, Shay, so,
take a quick bath before we see Shay again.
Are we going to...
Let's head back, let's head back to Moonstone.
Should we sleep here, or do we want to head back?
You guys can't sleep. You've been awake for like 2 hours.
Okay, cool.
I think we should head back to Moonstone. So what I said before is we've got the dragon's egg.
Yeah.
Cool. We've got this sword, and actually now the bullywog is taken care of.
Yeah, the
bullywog's actually
dead.
Don't even need to work with the barbarian.
We can kill them too.
All of the kobolds that we know of are also dead.
Yeah. So maybe the next thing we have to do is...
we got to return these green teens to Denny.
Yeah. Oh, shit,
get our gold. Then we got to go to...
Are we really going to return them to Denny?
Let's just bring them back. We'll give them to Mishka.
Okay.
She was responsible.
We'll let Denny know. We'll leave Denny a note.
Yeah, let's bring these kids to the inn.
Yeah.
Do you want me to heal you, by the way?
Well, I'm back at 18.
Okay.
So I think I'm okay. As long as nothing crazy happens.
You see, also, Derlin comes over and yells, "Touch hands!"
He gives
you another 5.
Nice. Just don't do that in front of anyone in town.
How far are you from full?
But that puts me at 23 because I rolled that D10.
Cran can lay hands you if you need it.
I'm okay for now.
Okay. Let's save Cran for a bit.
I whisper to Hard
One. You got it, Scoutmaster.
Thanks, Cran.
I whisper to Hard One, they don't think the spell works if they don't say the words.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they tell us that in Green Teens, but when you're a fifth leaf like me, you know the difference.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay,
so are we walking back?
Yeah, I think we're walking back.
Cool.
I think we're stealthing as best we can. We don't have a pass without trace anymore,
okay.
though.
Yeah. You see Jonah turns to you guys and says, well, now that I'm free, I'm probably just going to go out and look for my cousins and my brother cousins.
Cool, yeah,
my
sounds great.
Cousins.
Well,
hey, I can catch you back at the creek, though.
Well, I ain't going back to the creek.
See, this is the problem with the creek. You know what's really amiss at the creek?
What's that?
Is everyone's loyalty.
Oh, you know what?
You turn your back on the crick, crick turns his back on you.
You know what? I can't argue with that. I came here, some ain't right in this swamp either.
Yeah. Something ain't right all over this good brown earth.
Something ain't right anywhere.
Did we stop walking?
Okay, I'm going to go look.
You ate Jonah.
I'm going to go look for my family, and he starts... I know you said in one of the early sessions that they make really weird noises at night. You hear him start going, ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah. And you hear a distant chorus of,
like I'm back home. I lay down and I start to nap.
I'm
all the kids just pick you up. I think we need to go back.
Sorry, force a habit.
I'm touched by this, and I reach in my pocket and I give Jonah one of my cobalt teeth. Take care of yourself.
Well, that's nice of you. We love trading teeth down at the creek, so tell you what. And he pulls out one of his own teeth, and it's so loose. It was barely hanging on there. And he hands your hand, and he says, you're a real friend, Beverly.
Wow, a lot of gum on that tooth
Thanks,
still.
Thanks, Jonah. Yeah, there's a nerve on here.
Yeah. Weirdly, I don't feel it at all. I think that nerve died a long time ago.
Jonah, I got to send you off with a song. How about Old Betsy sing you something?
Actually,
and I whip out Old Betsy and I start playing her.
Would you mind? Give me a performance check with disadvantage because you don't know how to play.
Hold on.
I got
Can
a,
I?
Yeah.
Can I accompany?
I got a 4.
Okay. All right. Can I paint the scene?
Yes.
So I see you trying to play the violin and not doing a great job, and I won't stand for that. So I hop in and lend you my pipes, and I sing a classic Green Teen song.
Roll a performance check.
Okay, so I also got a 2.
That is the story of this show. I got a 2.
I got
that
a 2.
That is true. This
it's
is
never
a
1. It's always
crit.
A 2.
Yeah, dude. Band of Booms is the band of twos.
Band of twos.
Okay, right, sing your song.
All right. Oh, I found myself a little dragon egg. I hope that it will hatch. You can see it. You can see it. You don't have to beg. Just don't let it get smashed. I sit on it every night and day, and unto Pelor's light I pray that if it breaks, I'll have a little drake and earn my dragon patch.
That was at least a 4. It was better than a 2.
You guys sing an awful song, and you see Jonah, even in his endless enthusiasm, isn't moving at all. He's just politely smiling, and he just goes,
hey, Jonah, your toe broken? Because I don't see it tapping.
Oh, I'm so, you know
what? That's pretty inhospitable.
And he starts, out of obligation, bouncing in place. No, this is, that's a real, you know what? I'm going to be humming that all day. What is that? He starts to walk. I was just like, I sat on a dragon's leg. Just a chorus of
Jonas. Jonas' weird ribbit was much better of a performance than ours. Ugh.
Well, you know, we got time to learn. But before we do that, let's go. Maybe Shay knows how to play the fiddle.
Yeah.
Teach me how to.
I was so excited.
Teach me how to fiddle. Teach me how to fiddle.
So excited to sing that dang song, and I rolled a fucking 2.
You think you actually would have sung it better if you rolled higher?
Ultimately, it was for nothing. It was to impress a crick bullywug. So you should be happy that one of your 2s was on that.
I turn to the green teens and be like, so what'd you think?
You see Durlin and Cran just look at the ground, and Erlin goes, it was real good, bro.
What's wrong with your thumb? Usually it's so straight up. Right now it looks all
kind of hooked.
Crippy. Yeah. That's like,
it's almost like your heart ain't in it.
Good job, man.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks,
Erlin. Be proud of yourself for finding the dragon's egg, man.
I guess that's pretty cool.
That's good.
Oh, wow. You found the egg. The green teens crowd around it. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, check it out.
Oh, wow. It's got little scales. It's like a dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a dragon.
It's like a dragon egg.
Can I hold it? Can I hold it?
Don't give it to Durlin.
Echo of Durlin.
Kids, we don't know if it's a dragon egg, okay? I've got a feeling it might just be a regular egg.
Don't let her have the egg.
Are the eggs you eat down of the creek black and scaly?
No, but I mean, I haven't eaten too many eggs in other countries, so.
I do like to think that the geese at the crick are very big.
Oh, they got big personalities.
You hear it deep in the distance of the forest. You talking about creek geese?
Big personalities, am I right?
They're always talking. What? What?
Okay, I'm ready to go home.
All right, let's head back to Moonstone. Right. We can put these youngins up for the night.
Yeah.
With Mishka, maybe not alert Denny to their existence.
You guys aren't gonna tell your boy Denny
go see
where the teens are.
We had talked to Denny. As long as he doesn't do anything with the teens except for return them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys make your way back through the swamp. It takes you guys like a couple hours retracing your steps going back. One thing you notice as you approach the edge of the forest is that normally the glow of the bay is so bright that it kind of lights up the sky and you can see it. But as you approach, the glow is not there. Dark.
No glow?
No glow, though?
Someone took that fucking trident. Though.
Who the fuck took that trident?
My face went no glow, though.
You guys get to that old dilapidated dock where you left your boat, and you see that it's completely dark.
Oh, shit.
It's that damn shaman.
We got those water walking scrolls.
Yeah, well, we should investigate
this. We're
going
to have to each take a little youngin' on our back.
I think we should maybe get the youngins to safety first.
Suddenly, thunder hits, and a crack of lightning lights up the sky, and it begins to rain.
I pull out my rain jacket.
Now
the green teens pull out little raincoats.
Okay, those are loud. Put them away.
They're just squeaking in their jackets, trying to fit in. Durlin's is a little small.
Durlin's a big boy.
Yeah.
Now, if that ain't the fingerprint of a shaman, I don't know what is, right?
Yeah.
Controlling the weather.
Seems really likely, yeah. We should take the...
You guys,
the...
your boat is still there.
Oh, the boat's okay. Still there?
I thought you said it wasn't there.
No. Your boat's
the moonstone,
there.
The moonstone thing was gone.
Wait, geography check.
Bay's not lit up anymore.
So we're like...
Shit, you're where you came in, that dilapidated dock that you left your boat at.
Yeah, but we still have to get back to like the other side of the bay, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. We should head to the other side of the bay, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. You guys hopping in the boat or using the scrolls?
Let's hop in the boat.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think that I think what we should do is this. I think that the boat is going to be unstable, so I think that we should use the boat, but have two of us use the scrolls to stabilize the boat.
Or should we just have the scrolls at the ready?
I think it's scrolls at the ready just in case the boat capsizes. It's
way less elaborate. Sure, we can do that.
If you want to have less fun.
Yeah, the scrolls of water walking, you cast it on yourself. You can't cast it on a boat.
Emily, that's
just a boat.
I'm saying we cast it on ourselves, and then we're stabilizing the boat.
But they only work for 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So I want.
Okay. So you're just gonna hang on to them?
What a crazy decision, Emily.
Okay, then you know what? Let's
Who would
get
ever
in,
do such a thing?
Let's get in the
Mr.
boat,
Teeth Collector.
And I'll use shape water to be stabilizing the water around our boat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The water's not too choppy. It's raining a bit, so it's like, you know, you're feeling some waves there. You guys get in the boat.
Can I use shape water to make the raindrops look like hearts?
Perfect.
Absolutely.
So as they hit the water, they turn into little hearts. But as you guys are going across the bay, when you guys were going out towards the swamp, there were fish jumping up and everything. When you guys look in, you see some fish, but there aren't that many around.
Yeah.
There's no longer some magic presence.
No more sea bass, just like cod.
No more cod popping up into your boat.
I hate to say this, but something's astray at the bay.
Brilliant.
Shit, we can't end it there. We have to record more.
Yeah, we have to keep going. All right. As you guys get closer to town, you hear screams.
Huh.
You hear screams and crazy animal
the
noises.
The jamboree's back on.
You hear bears growling.
Huh.
Horses and goats neighing. Ew. Birds squawking.
Can I do a perception check to see if it's that they're getting riled up by the storm or if there's like a war going on?
Oh, something ain't right. Okay. You don't even need to roll.
So is it a fight or is it them like getting antsy because of the weather?
It sounds like the animals are going fucking batshit.
Okay.
So it's the drizzle.
Even the bats are going batshit.
Y'all, this is that shaman that we didn't do anything about.
So as you guys get up to the dock, you see a fisherman is being attacked by an eagle.
Oh.
An eagle's just like pecking at him.
Okay.
You guys can talk to the animals.
Do you want to do it or should I?
Help me. He's pecking at me.
You do.
Okay, I can't speak with animals on the eagle.
Okay.
And I say, hostile creature. What you after?
As he keeps clawing at the fisherman, and he turns to you, and he goes, kill the people who aren't bald, who don't have the ponytails, kill the people.
He said the people
kill
who don't have
people.
Ponytails. Oh, wait.
Kill the people who don't have ponytails, anything. Kill the people who don't have ponytails.
Okay, I chill touch the eagle.
Roll your attack roll.
It's gonna be a 2 plus a 5, 7.
Band of twos.
No, you shoot out your chill touch, and the little eagle flaps out of the way.
As my chill touch misses, it turns into a middle finger. So one little insult.
And he just says, fuck you,
chill
fuck
insult.
You, fisherman, fuck you, I agree with the hand.
Okay, y'all, someone has enchanted these animals to attack anyone that isn't a barbarian.
You see the eagle
sounds
claws
like something the barbarians would do.
The fisherman's eye out.
Oh gosh!
And he's just getting attacked. He's just standing there talking.
I javelin the eagle.
Cool. Throw a javelin.
It really sucks to kill an eagle. I hate that we have to do it.
That's a 16.
That hits.
Okay.
Roll damage.
That's a 5.
Can
he's
I?
Dead.
Okay. Okay. Sweet.
Shoots out of the sky. You see the fisherman is just holding his eye. Ah! Oh, why were you talking to him? Why didn't you just kill him as soon as you saw him?
Because we needed him for intel. You'll thank us when we save your goddamn village.
I'm not gonna goddamn thank you. I don't have a fucking eye, man.
I push
You're gonna get a patch.
he falls into the water, just yelling and hollering.
All right.
Attacked by fish.
I give him 10 gold coins.
You just throw it into the water like it's a wish fountain.
You making wishes, Beverly?
And he's holding his eye but still trying to collect all the coins as he goes. You see the green teens are so horrified.
Oh, man. This is fucked up.
Yeah, right? It's kind of cool, huh?
No.
This is like a Tuesday for us, like for me and, you know, my two scoutmasters.
Yeah, okay, Kren, this kind of shit happens all the time.
I was in a bag for a day.
Let's run back in.
Rightfully so.
Yep,
where are you running?
I think we need to run ashore.
We should head towards Mishka's, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So you guys rush into town, and you see a druid in a green cloak casting a spell, trying to calm down a horse that is going wild. And he casts a spell, and the horse calms down, and you see he starts to pet it.
All right, let's talk to this druid.
Yeah. Hey, what are you casting? How are we going to... What do you think is going on?
Oh, hey.
Oh.
I care for the animals
here.
Whoa, are you hacky sack?
Hey, my name's Mateo. How are you?
Are those devil sticks in your back pocket?
Yes, they are. He starts just doing devil sticks.
Whoa.
You see, he's this super hot half-elf dude.
Oh, shit.
And he has long brown hair that's, like, covering one of his eyes.
I just love animals so much. And I just need to help them, but everything's wrong here. Most of the townsfolk are hiding in the temple, but the barbarians, they ordered a bunch of the animals to destroy it. Shay's trying to hold them off, but she can't do it forever. We gotta get that staff back.
Damn, you're chill.
I know, I just want to save the earth, you know?
He's keeping so calm.
I'm trying to stay calm, but I just love animals. And you see he just looks off pensively into the distance.
What can we do to help?
I just love animals. We gotta get that staff back from that shaman.
Do you know where the shaman went?
Hey, Beverly, don't tell him you killed an eagle.
Excuse me?
What? We spoke to an eagle. We both speak with animals.
Yeah. I talk to eagles all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And then
what's your name?
It's Diane.
Hi, Diane. I'm Mateo.
Yeah, you made that clear.
Huh.
And you love animals.
All right. Let's go save the animals, shall we?
Yeah, well, we gotta get to Shay, Matt.
You see he moves back his cloak and you see he's shirtless under it and the rain just glistens off his muscles.
Huh.
Come now.
Wow, you're svelte.
I look between his pecs and Hard One's pecs and then back and forth a couple
hard
times.
Ones are, better. Hard Ones are bigger, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and roll a performance check against
fuck?
Mateo.
Well, goddamn, that's a 22, Mateo.
He got a 17, so you guys both just start popping your pecs,
can
and
I
yours are definitely
can
more
I
beefy.
Shape, can I use shape water to make all the raindrops jump from Mateo's pecs to
Oh,
hard
my God,
one.
Yeah. Okay, they start.
Mine glistens
hard
a little
one
better,
is just glistening
it?
So much better.
I snag his devil sticks, outperform him.
Suddenly, a bear runs by carrying Scoutmaster Denny. A little help here, guys.
I think we just let him do
it.
I think. Wait,
he's
I feel
good.
Like I've
help.
I have residual feelings for Scoutmaster Denny.
Well, the bear's just running off with him.
Erlin, Derlin, and Cranner.
Is my speak animal
out.
Still working?
How long does it last for?
10 minutes. That's what mine is.
Oh okay. Shit! So I say to the bear, I say, "Have fun."
Bear, you see Mateo turns, that man is in trouble, and that bear is in trouble in a way. He's acting against his nature.
Why are you so out of breath still?
I don't think you need to make this
I
so great.
I feel like
I just speak breathy. It's just natural. I love animals. I love animals and nature. You guys don't seem that impressed. Oh, usually people think I'm cool.
Does anyone have silent stock?
Okay, I'm going to go save this little guy.
No, yeah, let's all go save Denny.
Well, you guys can go to the Hungry Trout Inn. That's where all the barbarians are. I can try to save the little halfling.
Wait, the barbarians are at the inn?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, we can't take the green teens there.
Leave the children with me.
Okay.
You're about to go wrestle a bear.
We are not leaving children with this
man. I would never hurt a bear. I'm going to save that bear.
You're
going
to get killed by a bear.
And I'm going to save that halfling. Damn it. And he kisses Hard One on the lips. I have to go.
Where did you get this sign?
This is neat.
I did not put off these vibes.
He runs off with the kids. They go, we're going to save Scoutmaster Denny! And they chase after
Wait,
the bear holding Scoutmaster Denny.
You saw that. I didn't kiss him back, right?
So wait, are we cool with that? Are we cool with just like letting this really pretty attractive but not super attractive stranger?
I think that we need to find the barbarians or whoever is controlling this enchantment.
It's true. It's only going to get worse.
You guys hear animals and screams.
Right. This whole town's about to...
is fucking chaos.
All right.
And that guy just told you that the dude with the staff is at the Hungry Trout Inn and that Shay is holding off people from destroying the temple.
I shout to Erlin and the rest as they're going. I say, like, head towards the temple. You'll be safe there. Don't go with this dude.
You got it, buddy.
I give him the thumbs up.
But they would be safe with me.
I think that's your opinion.
It might be the kiss, but I actually do trust Mateo.
Farewell, my friend.
You're sending out a lot of signals, Mateo.
Yeah, your lips were super soft.
All right, we should head towards the tavern.
So you guys get to the Hungry Town Inn and Tavern, and you see ravens swirling overhead. Like, this... Full fucking thunderstorm, nightmare shit.
Normal.
Just ravens swirling overhead. You see barbarians pouring out of the... You don't see any regular people, just barbarians hanging out of the tavern, drunk and rowdy, celebrating. They've clearly taken the place over. You see the old bard who is playing the fiddle the first time you guys ran into it.
Yeah.
You see he's running out of the tavern with a bunch of laughing barbarians. And one guy has a whip and is just cracking it at his feet.
We need to sneak in and talk to Mishka or something.
He starts running out. Suddenly you see the orc shaman stands atop the Hungry Trout Inn and Tavern, and he lifts the glowing trident in the air, and a beam of white shoots into the sky, and the birds that were hovering up there are now hovering around it. Suddenly, he's joined by a tall, broad-shouldered man, thick of calf and quad, with long brown hair.
Excuse me?
He wears a single leather pauldron. He's holding a torch. You see he flashes a smile, and you see he has several golden teeth. Uh-huh. Instead of missing teeth, and he pulls out a leather bullhorn and he yells out, "People of Moonstone, who would have thought it? The greatest druid in this village, no, in this world, is the Cracktooth Clan's own Lund Coldspear." And he gestures to the druid standing next to him, and he says, "Give him a round of applause, everyone." And all of the barbarians start shouting up and cheering.
While this is happening, can we try and sneak around to the back of the tavern?
Sure, go ahead and give me a stealth check.
Yeah.
That's a two from your boy.
Cool.
Band of tubes.
That's going to be 14.
All right.
Cool.
I got a 7.
As you guys start sneaking around, this dude flashes a gold smile and he says, "Well, apparently, some people around here don't have any manners and can't listen to a nice man when he's giving a compelling speech." And he turns and he looks at you guys, and you see the shaman next to him also clocks you guys.
Well, at least one of us has impeccable manners. Looking at you, Moonshine.
And you see he pulls down the bullhorn, and he says...
I take out my fiddle and I start playing.
You start playing the fiddle. Give me a performance check.
I say, in honor of this great shaman who has displayed powers that I have never seen, I would like to play a song.
Roll me a performance check with disadvantage because you don't know how to play the fiddle.
It's going to be a 5.
A 5. Okay. You start playing this terrible song on
the fiddle. I'm also singing along.
Can I join in to try and help again?
Sure. Go ahead. Sing. Do a performance check.
Don't sing about the fucking dragon's egg.
That's a 13 plus 6.
Cool. You start singing a beautiful song over this terrible fiddle sound.
I sing the song that Pippin sings.
Is that Pippin?
In Minas Tirith.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the musical Pippin.
No.
Oh, okay.
The one that Pippin sings
to
the warden.
The one that when it comes up on your work playlist, you're like, fuck, I can't concentrate. There's a boy singing.
Yeah. I do a dour boy song.
Okay, you sing a dour boy song over terrible fiddle.
I'm playing it wrong. I'm like playing it like I'm holding it like a guitar.
Great. There's a crash of thunder as all of the barbarians laugh. And he goes, "You're funny. You know what? Now that I'm the king of this town, you can be my court jester."
Okay.
And you hear the old bard that just ran out of the building. He perks up and he looks at you guys as he's running away. He stops in his tracks and he goes, "Oh, Betsy?
That's his fiddle.
Hey, he's talking to you."
Oh, my God. You see, he walks over to you guys. "Is that old Betsy? I could hear her."
"Is old Betsy yours?
Can I have her? Can I just hold her?"
"Do you got a fiddle?"
"I do got a fiddle."
Swapsies. We can swap fiddles.
I haven't seen old Betsy since the dragon was here. They were making us give up our most prized possession to the dragon. I never thought I'd see her again.
I tuned it, don't worry.
She didn't.
So much. You hear in the background, "Okay, all right, let's stop talking to the fucking bard. All right, here's the long and short of it. I am Goresh. I have dominated your people, your beasts, your town. Denounce your god and join us or die."
I look at my amulet of Pelor, and I shake my head.
Is there a name for my new fiddle that I just got? Does it have a name on it?
It's New Betsy.
I can't forsake my god. I can't do it.
They're not asking us. I mean, they're not going to ask us directly.
Okay. I whisper that to you. I can't forsake my god. I can't do that.
Yeah, you don't need to.
I don't know. He made it seem like I'm going to have to do that. Like there's going to be a test. Bet, and I can't cheat on a test.
Just keep it quiet and let's see how this plays out.
Okay.
We don't have the upper hand here. I don't know if you've noticed.
God sucks. Yeah. God sucks.
You know what? You look like a strong one. Why don't you come up here with us?
All right. Good quads on you, brother.
Do you want to climb up onto the
sure.
building
yep.
with him? Okay.
Yep, I'm climbing up.
You climb
cool.
up on up.
Cool.
You're up there with the shaman and Goresh.
Hey, sir. Shaman. Nice
all right,
beard.
Brother. Bend the knee.
Bend the knee. Of course.
Do you get down on your knees?
He's so on both courageous. Knees. He only said bend one knee. Okay. Jesus, hard one.
All right, so I'm going to...
Oh, God damn it.
Bend the knee? Yes. I'm going to bend this guy over and knee him in the face.
Okay, and that's where we'll end our session.
Oh, no.
Hard one.
I thought for a second that you were actually going to bend the knee.
I think you were thinking about it. And
there
then...
was no. There, you can't. Like Beverly won't forsake his god, and I won't bend my knee.
Yeah,
it just can't be done.
Hard one's god is pride.
We'll start off next week with you kneeing this dude in the throat.
Yeah. The fake knee to the ground, and then the real knee to the throat.
Yeah, we'll pick up from there.
Oh, so you've got some momentum.
Yeah,
you're coming up from the ground.
That's a classic dwarf trick. Because they're so used to people having to bend over to talk to them.
That's right.
And you learn that from your daddy.
Well, I never knew my father.
Well, your adopted daddy.
Right. The mountain.
Cool, guys. So, we're going to wrap it up here. Follow us on Twitter. At chmurph is me. At Caldy's Caldwell. At eaxford is Emily. And at Jake Hurwitz is Jake. Check out the subreddit, guys. R not another DND podcast. It's D, the letter N, D podcast.
Get in there.
Oh, we also wanted to thank, we had somebody sent us some nice little dice boxes
yeah.
and dice sets,
holy
which
shit.
Were really dope.
Just behind the scenes, I'm using purple.
I got green.
I got the blue.
I got the red, color of blood, because I'm going to kill these guys next week.
No.
So, we wanted to thank James Thomas, who sent these. He said they were made by Dogmite Games, which is a fantasy woodworking company. Guys, I got to say,
so
this is a
cool.
freaking cool product.
Yeah.
If anybody Mike. Wants to send us cool shit, where can they send it, Caldwell?
They can send it to 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027. That's our P.O. box.
Cool, guys. So we'll pick up next week with this barbarian showdown.
Yep. Can't
either wait. An epic fight or fleeing like craven cowards.
A craven retreat or an epic fight. You decide. No, we'll decide.
No, we'll decide.
We'll
yeah.
do it.
In the end, we will. Yeah.
All right. Now, would everyone please join me in the official Green Teen Anthem, POD's Youth of the Nation?
Absolutely. Gladly.
We are Youth of the Nation. We are.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. We're going to do our shout-outs now. I'm going to start with people who requested Scoutmaster Denny, so here he is.
I would like to reward Wild Jim and Brock their podcast appreciation badges for excellence in podcast listening. A couple people asked for the capture to Bullywug with his head being held in place, so here he is. A hearty shout out to Eric ADDD and GTC4. Now, will you please let go of my face? Thank you! Much better!
A user Zilver said his name is Jonah and wants a shout out from Jonah the Crick Bullywug, so.
Oh, hey, we have the same name, now ain't that something? You stop by the Crick anytime and we'll wrestle, you hear?
Someone asked for a Derlin shout-out, of all people, so...
Hey, Wizard Magic. What's good, man? Do you have any RX bars?
Two Bros asked for Josh, so let's see if we can channel his spirit in hell.
What's up, Dr. Funkenstein and Uncle Riz? I'm in hell for all my crimes against the world. There are no squat racks here, and my ass is shrinking. My life sucks ass, but shout-out to you guys.
Greggy Jones asked for us to sing POD, so I'll just do that.
We are shouting out Greggy Jones, we are. Thanks for listening, everybody. Let's catch up with Hard Won, Beverly, and Moonshine.
My guy Mordred is a guy that inspires the most dread. Jan runs trails. Fleet of foot, Jan doesn't run trails, Jan makes trails. That guy, 2261, is the guy who strikes fear in the heart of that guy Zero through that guy 2260. Collier Farwin, the far-out killer, the bane of the unworthy. Hey Art, the mad artist, one who paints murals of his enemies in their own blood. Kabuchin, the urchin lord, sharp as a sword's edge. Ben Fox, the swift man of the woods, fierce and loyal, wise and savage. Emerald Miner, the double pickaxe of Cloudbreaker Mountains, the crowned jewel of Bohemia. Kupar, the beard braider. I bow my head in thanks to you all.
A short list of some of my favorite novels by Beverly Togold V. Number 1, The Toe of the Goblin by Bella Ballerina. Number 2, Chromatic Cats by Nyan Cat Loves Me. Number 3, Boy Meets Sword by Hooked Corey. Number 4, Everything You Ever Needed to Know About Lizards But Were Too Afraid to Ask by Jimmy W., a.k.a. The Gecko Guy. Number 5, Sick Ducks by Mick Pucks. And finally, number 6, Immortal Arts and Crafts Techniques, Volume 9, Beyond God's Eyes by Master Z. Felton. Happy reading!
Hey y'all, Moonshine here. Wanted to give a quick shout out to my Crick kin, Crick Royalty, the Stumpy Night Rises, Crick Trickster, Esco Hefty Fine, the Pride of the Crick, R. Fields 84, Naughty Little Crickster, Too Thick Tone, Crick Creep Rainy, and the Crick's very own Prodigal Youngin, Rebel Redbird.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.